Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm joined by my co-host, Luckett Perez, as we welcome the month of June 2026, bringing you hot cricket news from the Narendra Modi Stadium, where Royal Challengers Bangalore were crowned as the Tata IPL Kings for the second consecutive year when they got the better of Gujarat Titans in the finals of the game at the massive stadium. I mean, there was a fantastic crowd to watch the finals and they beat them by 5 wickets. Details to follow. Meanwhile, Pakistan women are in England already for the Women's T20 World Cup. They had their first workout in Dublin yesterday against the Irish and the Irish got the better of them. The Pakistani women batting first made 176 for 6 wickets in their allotted 20 overs and the Irish women got to the target with 5 balls to spare, losing only 3 wickets, they made 177. Now, before I go to the scorecard of what happened at the Narendra Modi Stadium, I'd like to remind all our listeners about Rugby 2026, the prestigious Dialogue League Round 2, where the teams are divided into 3 groups, Cup, Plate, and of course, Bowl. The Cup segment, teams competing will be Trinity College, Wesley College, Royal College, Isipathana. Then we also have St. Peter's and Zaira. That will be a very, very stiff competition. Games get underway from Thursday. So Luckett and I will have all that you need to know about that prestigious tournament during the course of this week. Let's dive straight into the Narendra Modi Stadium, where Gujarat Titans were put into bat and failed miserably. 155 for 8 in their allotted 20 overs. Washington Sundar made 50. Nihar Sindhu made 20. None of the other batters were impressive yesterday, sadly. Bhuvanesh Kumar took 2 for 29. Josh Hazlewood 2 for 37. And Rashik Salem took 3 for 27. Royal Challengers Bangalore had a field day. 161 for 5 in their allotted 20 overs. But they got there with 2 overs to spare. Virat Kohli unbeaten on 75. Venkatesh Iyer made 32. Tim David 24. So we all know how good Virat Kohli is when it comes to chasing a target. He's called the king of chasers, isn't he? Right. Rashid Khan took 2 for 25. Rabada 1 for 44. Mohammad Siraj 1 for 36. So Gujarat Titans obviously will be very disappointed losing the finals by 5 wickets. Nevertheless, congratulations to them. They give it their best shot. Here's the announcement of the special awards. Suryavanshi was given the award for the most valuable player. And he was also given the award for emerging player. Remember, he's only 15 years of age. Don't forget that. So what a great achievement by the youngster. And the green dot bowler for the most amount of dot balls, that award went to Mohammad Siraj. And most amount of boundaries award went to Sai Sudarshan, who stroked 75 boundaries. Right, then let me also announce this. The orange cap winner, obviously, is Suryavanshi, 776 runs, and the purple cup winner award went to Kagiso Rabada of South Africa, 29 wickets. Well, that's about wraps up our sports reel for today. We'll look forward to your company yet again tomorrow at the same time. In the meantime, sit back, relax, as Luckett and I spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.